An ambitious community project aims to reimagine Sault Ste. Marie through a creative lens. Fresh Eyes 2025 will bring together local and foreign photographers to capture the city and engage the community from May 7 to 11. Afterwards, writers will use photographs as a commencement point for any style of writing, all of which will be published online. Select works will then form a book. According to organizer Brian Davies, this is an unprecedented community project in Canada, one that is set to challenge narratives and reawaken residents' understanding of their own city. Davies, publisher of Tagona Press and author, said there are no parameters for creativity, and he is confident the project will evolve organically. He said the Sault gets a bad rap for its homelessness, opioid crisis, and dependence on the steel plant, but points out the town has a strong creative community. I would argue, we punch above our weight in every demographic basis. We have award-winning writers here, internationally recognized photographers, we've got an amazing creative base, remarkable indigenous creative talents, and all here in the city of 80,000 people. Over 60 people have already expressed interest in the project, including a mix of locals and those who have never been to the Sault. 3 weeks prior to the kickoff of the project, there will be a launch event, likely at the Art Hub at Spring where Tagona Press has an office, said Davies. The first phase of the project, taking place over 5 days, will feature photographers capturing the city through their lenses. Photos can be of anything, urban, suburban, industrial, nature, people and places. Every single person who expresses an interest in being in this project can participate. You could be a 10-year-old kid with an iPhone. I got no issues, Davies stated. During this phase, photographs will be uploaded to a central server and displayed on public screens across the city, allowing community members to witness the creative process in real time. Some photographers will be on hand to discuss their work, explaining how or why certain shots were taken. Davies is also open to videography elements finding their way into the project. We are open to any creative ideas that would involve capturing the entire project in video, said Davies, calling on people to find different ways to interpret the mission of reimagining the city. The second phase invites writers of all genres, including poets, fiction and nonfiction authors, and indigenous storytellers, to interpret and draw inspiration from the collected images. They don't have to write about a photograph, Davies noted. But the hope is that we'll be able to link the images to the ideas that the writers have. Writers will have 6 weeks to produce their pieces. All photographs and writing will be published on a website for the public to see. Afterwards, a selection of the creative output will be published both as an e-book and in print. Davies set an optimistic date for the publication as August 1st. Davies said he is delighted to facilitate the project alongside creatives Judy Penz-Shellick, Marianne Perry, and Lisa Tucker, though the project will take an egalitarian structure. We have the flattest possible hierarchical structure you can imagine, said Davies. All artists involved will maintain the IP rights to their photos and writing, and the proceeds from the book will be split equally between all contributors. I think it's important nobody will get wealthy with this particular project, said Davies, who wants the focus to remain on Sault Ste. Marie for both locals and outsiders involved in the project. I think cities need to sometimes culturally re-examine, maybe even reinvent themselves from time to time, said Davies. And I'm hoping that this project is going to really make the community aware of what we have here, good and bad. While Davies wants photographers and writers to bring their own unique perspective, he is hoping there will be some drone shots, and attention to what is changing in the Sault in terms of demographic and neighborhoods. I can't tell you what to look at, said Davies. Anyone wishing to express their interest in the project can contact Davies at brian@tagonapress.com or visit Tagona Press. Come for more information. Tagona Press is an independent publishing company that empowers emerging and established authors to share their ideas and voices with the world. The local journalism initiative is made possible through funding from the federal government. Local Journalism Initiative, Sault Ste.